highs of 14 to 18 degrees. Today, FM News, more three.
Ham and cheese has been voted by Britons, it says here. Britons. B-R-I-T-O-N-S. Britons.
Okay.
In a recent survey, is the number one sandwich filling of all time. Descending blah, blah, blah. Reveal how Britain likes its sandwiches prepared with mayonnaise, not salad cream. Mayonnaise, sorry, what? Mayonnaise and a ham and cheese?
You could do, yeah. I could see that.
No, I'm not having it.
Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit dry, right?
Medium sliced bread cut horizontally, accompanied by a packet of cheese and onion crisps. The optimum presentation. You wouldn't be getting your tatoes over there either, though, necessarily.
No, you wouldn't, no.
Probably Walkers.
Yeah, oh, God.
See, the Britons, they haven't a clue about their sandwiches. There's loads of things they don't have a clue about, but they don't have a clue about their sandwiches either. And I suppose the real question we'd love to ask you, dear listeners, this afternoon, what's your favourite sandwich? 0874 10102. Or do you remember biscuits?
Do you remember
mint-flavoured biscuits?
Yeah. Do you know Viscount biscuit, right? They're unbelievable.
And do you know Bourbon cream?
Yeah.
Do you know the brown ones?
Yeah. Are Jaffa Cakes biscuits, right?
Ray Foley.
Penguins have knees.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Good afternoon, Ireland. Ray's my name. There's JP.
Hell yeah.
And we're feeling great. Starting off the show with a little bit of engagement, a little bit of content already. I love this. I love starting a show with something to get people texting about. And sandwiches, it's a universe. Everyone speaks sandwich. Did you say sandwich or sandwich?
I'd say sandwich.
There's another one.
There's another one. There's a third option.
No, I'm just saying there's another thing you can text in on.
Do you say sandwich?
Sandwich?
Yeah, with an M.
Sandwich?
Yep.
Sandwich. Sandwich. Or sandwich? There are your four options this afternoon. Do you put a G in your sandwich?
God, we are on fire today so far.
I can tell you, some great stuff on there. You click in, there's going to be a poll. There's going to be a press release after 6 o'clock this evening. They're going to be on the 6 o'clock show tonight, yeah. Interviewing me about it. So, Ray, tell us. Well, Karen and Greg, I'm delighted to be here to exclusively reveal the results on the sandwich. Caroline Finglas says, chicken and my own stuffing with your brown sauce on white Brennan's pan.
No, why your sauce, right? Not your brown sauce.
Oh, sorry.
Why your brown sauce?
I'm thinking, why does Caroline want my brown sauce? It's always nicer when it's someone else's. Soft launch day 256.
Today FM.
It's like when you steal chips off someone. Oh, yeah, they're always nicer when they're someone else's. Yeah, I prefer your brown sauce to my brown sauce. Don't be a fool. Here we go. Cash machine. I'm making the call this afternoon. Let's get another winner. Michael, was he in...
Oh, I keep dancing with my...
Aye. Eddie Sheeran's on Today FM. Eyes closed. We play the music you love. You can open them again. We play the music you love. I ain't it. Oh, stop it now. Come on. We're having too much fun too early. We'll be jaded. We'll be ready for bed by the time quarter to
you're
three
right.
Goes,
right. It's giddy at the start of the show.
Too giddy at the beginning of the show. Otherwise, you'll ruin the show. Enjoying yourselves and having a good time for the whole world, for the whole nation to hear. 0874-100-102 is our text or our WhatsApp number. That's not working there, John Paul.
Cool.
The voice notes thing isn't working. Everything else is working. I'll get the voice notes reset.
The gang's all here. Hey. Yes, we are.
So let me have a look at the sandwich situation. What do you want to do? Do you want to do, how do you pronounce your sandwich? Or how do you like your sandwich? There's two different options here on our exclusive Today FM. What's the nation? What's happening nation? What's cooking nation? We should come up with a name for kind of like a thing like, what's that? What's at you? Or what's going on?
Right, what's up? What's up?
What's up, WhatsApp?
Hang on, there's something to work with there.
Do you know what? You guys could have something there. We're workshopping here, sorry. What's up? What's up, WhatsApp? And then you people text in on the what they're thinking. What's got them animated today, like?
Yeah, what's got the nation talking, right? Because it's all about water cooler moments, isn't it?
It's all about moments, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, what's up, WhatsApp? And then we got... Isn't that What's Up it's called?
Yeah.
Isn't it? In our damn... So we say, hey, yay, 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 Ireland.
Hey, yay, yay.
We said, hey. What's up?
just looking at a photograph of four non-blondes, and I can confirm none of them were blonde.
Thanks for that. I did dance remix of that somewhere. It was brilliant. Bear with. Mix. No, I don't have it.
Cool story.
Do you want to do the sandwiches instead then?
Go on, son.
So Sarah's been on. She says, my daily sambo. Daily sambo. She has this sandwich every day without variation, without adjustment, without controversy or veering away from the course of the essential sandwich.
About 5 years ago, I went through a period of about 6 months where every day I'd have between two and three crunchy peanut butter and strawberry jam sandwiches.
God, that's very American, isn't it?
It is, I know. Apologies.
Sarah, my daily sambo, butter on the bread, lettuce, tomato, cheddar and coleslaw. That sounds good. Would you not have a bit of a mayonnaise on there as well, Sarah? Do you know what I love? I've always loved it. I love a salad cream. Oh, Jesus, I love a salad cream.
I always think a salad cream is more of a 90s thing, but, you know, teach their own.
Oh, I love a salad. I love that tangy, vinegary bite. The sting on the tongue of even the sensation of the sensation on your tongue before the salad cream even makes contact. That sort of, oh.
Would you notice the difference?
Salad cream is coming. It's coming into my mouth in a moment. Now I'm going to have it. That sort of anticipation, that anticipatory tang. You know what I'm talking about, Ireland. Do you get the tang when you get the salad cream? Here it comes. Towards your gob. I said, hey. That's salad cream. Yeah, Sarah, you need a bit of salad cream on there. Ray, brown bread, butter, lettuce, red onion and egg mayo for me all the way from Cecily O'Grady in Limerick. Love the show. Hey, I wonder, people are really going quite varied and quite particular and quite specific on their sandwich choices. Mm-hmm. See, a specific sandwich isn't going to show up on a broad survey.
Sure.
The most votes will go for the most obvious. That's why ham and cheese would win. And Ray, fresh bread in sliced pan, Kerrygold butter, chips straight out of the fryer. Oh, real chips straight out of the deep fat fryer.
But then you have to wait to fry. You have to have access to a fryer.
Or chipper chips. Order in from the chipper. And put it on with real butter. Oh, and a cup of tea as well. Alan, you're talking my language, mate. Chips straight out of the fryer at each bite dipped in Heinz ketchup. That's the only place you're going wrong for me, Al. I'm not a big fan of Heinz. I'm more of a chef man, I always have been. And again, the vinegary tang. That's why I like Heinz. It's more vinegary, it's sharper. When your tongue knows that there's Heinz tomato sauce coming towards it, it's like, ooh, it's a sizzle. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. This is the story, of course, of the... This is a British survey, but sure, why not? 55% of people voted for ham and cheese as the number one sandwich. Do you want your full list?
Yeah, go on.
This is all a bit weirdly laid out. Oh, there's joint numbers. Okay. It's from Hovis in the UK. They did the survey.
Okay. So they've a vested interest, right?
I presume all of the sandwiches are made with Hovis bread, but different fillings. So joint number 9, salmon and cream cheese.
That's a bagel filling, isn't it?
Coronation chicken, also at 9.
I don't even know what that is.
It's kind of like a spicy mayonnaise, I think. Kind of like a curried mayonnaise chicken. At 8, ham and coleslaw and tuna and sweet corn. At 7, vegan cheese.
How did that get on the list?
The vegans. They're the silent vote. Silent minority. Then there's 4 at joint number 6. Chicken and avocado, vegan BLT. Vegan BLT!
So it's not bacon, is what you're saying.
It's just LT. Cheese and tomato and chicken mayo. At 5, you got cheese and pickle and ham salad. I do like a ham salad now.
But do you like a pickle?
No, you wouldn't have them together. I mean, they're two separate ones.
Oh.
Cheese and pickle is one and ham salad is the other.
Right.
Is that maybe a ploughman's? Would a ploughman's be somewhere in that vicinity? Tuna mayo is at 4. At 3 is BLT, like actual BLT.
Solid.
With a real B. At number two, it's egg mayo and cress. And your number one, their number one sandwich over in England is ham and cheese at number one. It makes for some fascinating and compelling radio, I'm sure you'll agree. And for that, you're welcome. This is David Guetta on Today FM. And take my breath. This is Today FM playing the music you love. It's Tuesday afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Good after. Actually, let's do a roll call. Ray here. JP. On Sean Deed, sweetie. Loads of people celebrating the sunny conditions out there. Oh, making us jealous. Oh, I was coming into work earlier on, and the security guard at the desk. Is his name Michael?
Could be.
He said, isn't it a lovely day? And I said, yeah, but I have to come in here. He's been sitting there all day. I'm going up the stairs. I'm thinking, yeah, he's been sitting there all day. On show, Ray, what a day to be working from home. The back garden is glorious from Tess in Dublin. Tess, you're supposed to be working. Working from home with the emphasis on working. I have to come in here and work with the emphasis on work. Nonsense. Colm in Cork says, proper championship weather today, lads. Love the show. Hey. Colm, what's championship weather?
Sunny weather. It's like leaving cert weather, you know. Once the championship rolls round, the weather turns good. You know what I mean?
Thanks for that. On show, lads, Kieran and Tullamore here. This is my first text to a radio station. Just to let you know, I love the show. Hey. Cheers, cheers, Kieran. How did that feel? And we read it then on the radio. How was that?
Yeah, you always remember your first, don't you?
You're welcome. I'm glad you chose us. And on sandwiches this afternoon. Is it sandwich? Sandwich?
Nobody says sandwich.
Well, you see, the thing is, isn't that the way they pronounce W's in England? Isn't that where the word would have come from?
You mean silently?
Yeah.
No.
Do they not say sandwich? Like, would they not say sand? Give me another word. So, Prestwich. They'd say Prestige, wouldn't they?
No, because it's Prestwich. But I know what you're saying, because you got like Leicestershire, where they drop
is
all over the syllables.
Is that an English thing, that they drop the W?
No, Prestwich is Prestwich. It's not Prestige. Where did you get that from?
It's just England. It's a funny way of saying things over there, like. Evelyn's over there, Evelyn.
It's a sandwich.
I mean, do you think it's that airport that's not like, that's near London, you think that's Gatwick Airport?
Yeah, isn't it? Okay. They pronounce it, I think they pronounce it Luton. They're so weird over there.
They are a bit.
And sometimes they call it Heathrow.
Yeah.
Or Stansted. Just as with Evelyn, sorry.
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. She said in a tone that suggested we were a pair of fools.
The sandwich.
Yeah, I know, Evelyn. You've made that point already. Anything else you'd like to say this afternoon?
The sandwich.
All right, look, I'm wasting my time here, clearly.
Evelyn and Claire.
Cheers, Evelyn. Love the show.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. Do you want some more voice? I've already... This was not supposed to be the show. Barry's over there. Barry?
Ray, it's got to be fresh white bread, butter, bit of cheese, rasher straight off the pan to melt that cheese.
I prefer a grilled rasher to a fried rasher.
I'm with Barry, I like a fried rasher.
I find they don't crisp in the same way. I like it.
If you leave them on long enough.
Really?
You can burn them to bits, yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a grilled rasher. Not on a George Foreman now, but like under a, like a grill. Sorry, Barry, back to your bacon. You're a good boy. A
little bit of lettuce. Frank's hot sauce all over the lettuce.
What? This is an intrigue. This is taking a turn. I'm more of a ketchup or a YR occasionally. Frank's hot sauce. You've intrigued me. My interest is piqued, Barry.
Then you have mayo on the other slice of the bread. Cut it in a triangle. Bosh.
Oh, bosh indeed.
Barry Waterford.
Cheers, Barry in Waterford. Or Barry Waterford.
How would they say that in England, Ray?
Well, they dropped the W, so yeah. It's Barry Otterford.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Silent. The W is silent, you see. Who's that over there?
Ray. favourite sandwich has got to be ham and cheese with Kills crisps.
Oh.
Cheese and onion crisps and ham and cheese sandwich. Love the show from Mary and Belmont.
Hey, hey, cheers, Mary. Lots of love. Right, stick around. We'll play some Jessie J, Ariana Grande and the gang.
Come the on last up. Word with Vindication.
What? Huh?
That's Club 7. Don't stop moving. This is Today FM playing the music you love. We've had a few complaints with regard to my... oh, they're gone. Oh, it's such a sickener. Voice notes, 0874-100-102. Who's over there? This is my vindication. This is Kevin's over there. Kevin?
Ray, tell that JP fella to shut his face. How would he pronounce Greenwich Mean Time?
This is the W in Greenwich, the W in sandwich. So by this, by the rationale that they dropped the W in the middle of Greenwich, you could drop the W in the middle of sandwich, making a sandwich. Would you like some ham and cheese in your sandwich?
I'm not having that.
Do you just want cheese then?
No, I'm not having the whole silent W thing there. Greenwich me, took you 20 minutes to find the one exception.
Thousands of people up and down the nation are shouting Greenwich at the radio. And Jamie's over there as well. Jamie, 0874-100-102. Jamie!
On show, Ray and JP. How's it going, boys?
Hey, love.
James on the way out to Dunmore East, County Waterford. I've the paddleboard in the boat. I've a can of Coke Zero in the bag. And I'm going out around the head of Dunmore East on the paddleboard.
Oh, my God. Glorious weather for... Oh, colour me jealous. Except the paddleboarding bit. I'd be happy enough on the... Like, standing there while you did the paddling, James.
Can't wait. Hey, lads, guess what?
What?
Lads, guess what?
Watching.
Love the show. Hey.
Listen to what?
Come on.
Come on, indeed. Sorry, I didn't watch it.
Ray Foley.
I could see there's another 3 seconds left.
Not all careers in care are the same. The best...
Start me up. Jonas Brothers from Waffle House. Today FM. Playing the music you love. Silent W's in sandwich. Making it a sandwich, which will be weird, but it's not beyond the realms of possibility because they're weird over there. The English people leave out W's and they
French.
Go... Like Worcester, Worcestershire as well.
I mean, what's going on
that's
there?
That's a weird thing. That's another weird thing. Kevin.
Ray.
Yeah.
Tell that JP fella to shut his face.
Shut your face, JP.
Unnecessary.
How would he pronounce Greenwich Mean Time?
Eddie's been on as well. Oh, yeah. Further verification and vindication for me, Eddie.
Ray?
Yeah?
Eddie here in Cork. You might just ask JP,
mm-hmm.
The Canaries that play over in England in the Championship, is that Norwich? Do you support Norwich?
Congrats. Two examples. You found two examples. Congrats.
I'm going to go out now and make you a sandwich out while the news is on. Back on. Cash Machine's coming up. We're making the call in just a few minutes. And a reminder for you, it's €50,498.42. We're closing the lines in 3 minutes.
Ray Foley.
Good luck if we call you.
With Care Plus, providing all this
late night talking. Harry Styles and Late Night Talking. Today FM playing the music you love. If you're waiting for that call on the Cash Machine, stand by your phone. We'll be making the phone call shortly right here. Today FM Radio. Oh, how do I get there? WhatsApp stuff. Do you want some WhatsApp news?
What's going on? WhatsApp, right?
WhatsApp to allow users to edit messages, but only for 15 minutes. Oh, this will be handy.
Mm.
Handy for you anyway, JP. JP does this thing where he texts just pretty much every message, every text you can expect to get from JP, there will be an error in it somewhere.
Sometimes it's not my fault. Sometimes autocorrect gets involved and slips a word in that I don't want in the message.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, autocorrect?
That autocorrect is incredibly abusive on WhatsApp to me.
Exactly, it's definitely autocorrect.
You should see some of the horrific things. Even the voice notes in JP's voice.
That's science, that's technology these days.
Autocorrect calling me a you-know-what, an effing you-know-what, and shove it up my... It's incredible what technology can do these days.
So this has allowed me to correct my mistakes.
WhatsApp to allow users to edit messages, but only for 15 minutes. JP does this thing as well when he sends a stupid, or he makes an error or a mistake or a spelling mistake. He'll follow up instantly with a star Do you know the, like, so it's like, are we going out tonight? But instead he'll send a text saying, are we going put tonight? Mm. And I'd be like, well, I know what you mean. Instead of put, he meant out.
I know, but it annoys me.
So 5 seconds later, I'll get a text message with a star saying out. Mm-hmm. Nothing else in it, just star out.
Sometimes that's not enough and I have to delete the entire message.
And then our conversation has a deleted message in it.
And then you think, oh, he's just sent me something abusive. I haven't.
So you'll be able to edit. If you make a mistake in a WhatsApp, you can edit it within 15 minutes. Messages that have been edited will have an edited notification displayed alongside them, although the edit history will not be shown, so a user cannot view what the post said before it was altered. Well, that's the idea. That's what editing is, isn't it, really? No, but we don't want to see what was edited, because that's the whole point of editing it. It's going to be in place for up to 15 minutes after you sent the original message. Then it's locked in forever on the chat. And let's see. It's not rolled out yet. No, it's going to be coming soon. So if you have someone in your life that sends regular, error-filled, abuse-laden,
hello,
auto-corrected, out the yin-yang texts, this is the solution for you. Congratulations. Call mam or dad and tell them great news. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, this is Miracle on Today FM. Call me. Lil Nas X, that's what I want. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And we're talking about WhatsApp a couple of minutes ago. This new feature on WhatsApp that allows you to edit within 15 minutes. You're going to be able to edit. If you make an error or a mistake in your WhatsApp text, you can go back and change it within 15 minutes. I think, though, that most people just send voice notes now, don't they?
Do they?
I know I do.
Right, okay.
If it's of any length at all, if it's longer than a thumbs up or an angry face emoji, if it's longer than an emoji, it's a voice note. I'm all about the voice notes now. It's great. Because you get a whole conversation covered in a 1 minute voice note without having to go back and forth on chats and texts. You're able to edit. You're going to be able to edit it now. It says here, competing apps such as Telegram and Signal already allow users to edit their messages, while Twitter rolled out the ability earlier last year. Twitter's different now. Twitter's just a social media thing, but I use Telegram a fair bit and it's great. Do you know what Telegram does that WhatsApp needs to start doing?
What's that?
It's brilliant. Gmail does it as well for your emails. You can schedule a send. So when you're thinking, oh, it's 11:30 at night, JP's probably in bed, I'm not going to text him now. I'll text him for half eight or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll send it now and it'll arrive tomorrow morning as he's having his breakfast.
Whenever I get messages or emails that arrive exactly at a certain time, whether it's on the half hour or at the top of the hour, it's me. O'clock.
It's always me sending
it. I know it's scheduled. It's been scheduled. Yeah.
It means that I thought of sending it like 1:30 in the morning. But I can't send him an email now. I'll schedule it for Monday morning at 8:30. That's what Telegram does that. WhatsApp needs to bring it on board. Deirdre texted, she said, that'll be handy for my fat thumbs. The problem is I can't wait to text what I want to say, so I do it faster than I'm able to, from Deirdre. Deirdre, I'm doing this weird thing on when I'm texting on my phone, I'm one over. It's like I'm one time zone away from what I actually meant to say. Have you found that?
Yeah.
I'll type, as I'm typing, show me the keyboard there. So the whole keyboard comes up, yeah. So when I want to say, if I want to put in the letter A, I'll do S. Mm-hmm. And that's true the whole way across. I'm one off all the time with everything.
Do you need to just lean to the left or something?
Or maybe I just need a phone case with an extra bit over the left-hand side. So I just move my thumbs over a bit. I'm just one off all the time. And this is great news for WhatsApp. I'll be able to remove all those ducks that keep getting in my messages from Charlene. Do you know what? I say ducking a lot.
So do I.
I mean, surely Apple has worked out at this stage that no one uses, like for the nation of Ireland, no one needs to use the word ducking as much as they do on autocorrect. Just change it permanently, lads.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. CarePlus.ie.
Lido. Little Neeks. Shout out to my ex. This is an FM.
Come on.
FM, where we're playing the music you love.
Today FM.
Thousands of euro for grabs on the cash machine this afternoon. You know the drill. Answer within five rings. Give us the exact amount that we've been giving you all day and yesterday evening. And it could be you winning today.
You're getting to do the calls all this week. You're on a streak of one, Ray. You've got one winner so far.
I'm going to get a winner every single day.
You can't make that promise.
We're going to make sure everyone picks up the phone. Barry's off for a fortnight. I'm filling in. I demand a winner every day.
You'd love to be able to rub a load of winners in Barry's face, would you, Ray?
Oh, he'd be coming back
in. Second.
He'd with his Toblerones.
Yeah. And his tan.
And his duty-free vodka.
And his sombrero. And a donkey made out of straw.
He's coming in with a smile on his face like tan. Like yeah. Mildly sunburned. Comes in with a Hawaiian shirt on.
Barry's holidaying in the 1980s, people.
And he comes in the door with a smile on his face like this, like, ah? And then I say to him, I'd a winner every day. Sickened. The smile drops. Do you want to make the call or not?
Yeah.
Are we ready then?
Yeah.
Okay, answer within five rings. Give us the exact amount and it's all yours. Let's go.
One ring. Two rings. Rings.
Hello.
Hello there. My name is Ray Foley, and this is the Cash Machine call. Have you got the time to talk to us this afternoon?
Yeah, I do.
What's your name, sir?
Niall Dunn.
Niall Dunn. Where in the world are you, Niall Dunn?
I'm in Kildare.
I know it well. And what are you up to today?
I'm actually just up at the Coombe Hospital with my wife.
Oh, really? Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, everything's fine. It's just check up.
Where are you? You parked outside? Or you? Where?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the car park, yeah.
What's your wife's name?
Anne.
Hi to Anne. And how are you feeling? Will you need to go to the hospital yourself after this call?
Probably will, yeah.
Well, you know how this works. You answered within five rings. Well done. I'm going to need the exact cash machine amount from you today, sir.
So that would be 50,000 euro. €498.42.
Niall, you got it!
Yes!
Oh my God.
Incredible money for you this afternoon. How are you feeling?
Oh, great. I'd say she'll feel better now after the hospital.
Yeah, the 50 grand is the cure for all of your ailments.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what you'd like to spend it on? Do you have any plans?
It was my birthday yesterday, so I think I might spend a bit on myself now.
The ultimate birthday present for you, yeah. Will you go away? Or have you got any plans for the house, or...?
Probably a holiday and sure deposit towards the mortgage.
€498.42. The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Yes, always nice to get another winner. Hey, did that sound lovely? Could be you tomorrow afternoon. Turn on Matt Cooper on the last word after 4:30. Right here on Today FM. Her name is Noelle. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, a teenage dirtbag. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. With another winner on the cash machine just a couple of moments ago. And we're all clear now until after 4:30. You can stand down, relax. Back to normal. Cash machine done for today. Give away 50,000 euro plus. It was Niall. He was in the car park in the Coombe waiting for his missus to come out. She'll have to go back in again once they're told he was after winning 50,000 euro sitting in the car in the car park. Right, what have I got for you? Have you seen this one?
What?
Ireland's oldest person celebrates birthday. How old is she?
Over 100, obviously.
Yeah.
Are we talking... We had somebody. We said happy birthday to Maud, if I remember, who was listening.
Maud was 101.
She was going on 102. Oh, you're right, 101. Yeah, 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 yeah. So it's older than that. Mm. 106, right?
109.
Wow.
Ireland's oldest person, Maureen Hughes. She's an inspiration 109-year-old. She still does crosswords regularly, loves bird watching, and does everything you're supposed to do to keep well, she says. On Monday, she celebrated her birthday with her community at Maryfield Nursing Home in Chapel Izzet in Dublin.
Right.
Do you want to see this photograph of this 109-year-old?
Are you saying that she's not actually 109? There's Get no, away out of that! Shut up.
Look at her, she's standing up and all and chatting and she's cutting the cake.
She's on the laptop there or something, is she?
No, that's a... That,
is that an iPad? What is it?
That's just a picture I think she's looking
at.
Oh,
okay.
She's 109 years old. If you were to see that lady walking down the street, 60s, 70s, 70s.
About 73, I'd say. Three decades younger than she actually is.
109 years old.
This is one of those people who's probably smoking 70 John Player a day or something. So it's just
Well, she says she does everything you're supposed to do to stay healthy, so I imagine smoking every day is probably not on the list. Let's see, what does she say?
Mm-hmm.
Her advice. Here we go.
Write it down.
Her advice to people, live life to the full and not wasting time is important. I'd say a lot of people listening to this now thinking to themselves, we're about to lose a load of listeners because wasting time. I mean, that's essentially what we're doing here.
What the show is.
She says it's nice to get cards and that sort of thing, blah, blah, blah. That's the extent of her. Ask for her advice and a happy life. She said it's all about your attitude. She said, and then people paying tribute to her saying that she's a lovely lady. She does crosswords and everyone likes her. Everyone gets on with her.
We've known each other for a long time now, right?
Mm.
And I have a distinct memory that you always imagined and always said that you didn't think you'd see your mid-40s.
I'm 42 now, mm-hmm. So...
It's still...
Enjoy me while you can.
Ray Foley. With CarePlus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. CarePlus.ie.
I was invited to something this Friday and I said, I'm not going to go, but I'll go next year, right?
Right.
And then the person who invited me texted back and said, won't you be dead by then?
Love rock music.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Rita Ora and Fatboy Slim and Praising You. This is Today FM. Play the music. You love it, you love it. That's a great song.
They say, I mean, as they say, that's right up your street.
Right? That is right up my alley. Rita Ora and Fatboy Slim are right up my alley
firmly
right now.
Firmly wedged in your alley.
I thoroughly enjoyed that, I have to say. And you know what? Hot take. That's probably Rita Ora's best song. Well, it's a Fatboy Slim song. Rita Ora's best song is a Fatboy Slim song. Oh, that's great crack. Thoroughly enjoyed that, I have to say. Well done. I have a friend who can't stand Rita Ora. She says she's a chancer. And I'm always like, well, I'm not a big fan of it, but you know, it goes so far as to call her a chancer. And she says, name one Rita Ora song. Go.
Oh, R.I.P. She has a song called R.I.P. It might have been one of her first songs.
Okay, I'll grant you that. There's Praise You as well with Fatboy Slim there, Praising You.
Yeah, we just heard it, yeah.
According to Spotify, there's your song, Ritual, Follow Me.
This is all news to me, right?
And You Only Love Me.
Right.
Big, big songs from Rita Ora there.
Huge.
Well done, Rita. You obviously met Fatboy Slim at a party, and everything's working out great. 100K in 30 days for breast cancer in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. It's taking place from the 1st to the 30th of June. And we've got a lovely prize. If you want to take part in the 100K in 30 days, we've got a €200 lifestyle sports voucher so you can get suited and booted and kitted out for your walks, your runs or your jogs. And we've got a two-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin up for grabs as well. We're playing the way it works out is roughly it's 3K every day in order to get 100K done in the 30 days. So we're doing our 3K challenge.
Mm.
Name the 3Ks for us. Play the game. If you want to get on and play, text 100k today. 100k. Along with your name and where you're from. 0874-100-102. We'll play in a few minutes and I'll play Walk the Moon.
Ray Foley.
That's coming up.
With Care Plus. Not all careers.
I wish you the best.
The gorgeous Lewis Capaldi and Wish You the Best. Today FM, playing the music you love.
You're not supposed to objectify Lewis like that.
I'm saying the music is gorgeous. I wasn't saying he was gorgeous.
So what are you saying about him? You're saying he's not gorgeous.
I'm reluctant to objectify him. You are very, very shirty.
I like things done by the book, Ray. By the book.
He's a stickler. By the book, Stephen. By the book.
To the letter.
To the letter. We're doing a radio show to the letter, and I mean to the letter.
I didn't come up with that. I can't do it.
I didn't come down the lagging in a bubble. Stephen, I didn't come down the lagging in a bubble. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's here. JP's Hi. Over there. Actually, speaking of the letter, three times. This is 3K. Well, actually, we're looking for 100K in 30 days. That works out at around 3K a day. You're doing the maths on that. So we've got our 3K challenge. A number of people have texted suggesting that it's a KKK challenge. It is not. It is a 3K challenge.
Definitely, yes. I mean, it looks problematic. If you look at it written down, you've got an issue.
Yeah, don't put it in an email.
I know. Yeah.
I hear you're a racist now, Father.
No. Again, it's a 3K challenge. This is 100K in 30 days for breast cancer in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. We were talking to Ronan yesterday and some of their services include the funding will go towards supporting community nursing services, schools, cancer awareness programs, survive and thrive programs and positive living workshops. We'd love you to sign up if you can. It's kicking off the 1st of June and it's running all through June. 100K in 30 days. Please support it if you can. It's www.100kin30days.ie. Right, who we calling?
Diana.
Diana.
Should be in West Cork, and that is a West Cork ringtone.
It's ringing.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Diana.
How are things?
Is this Diana, Princess of the Amazons? Wonder Woman. Diana, are you a Wonder Woman?
I sure am. And speaking of the letter K, guess where I'm sitting right now? In the village of Kilmichael.
Aha! Four K's.
I put over especially.
That's not one of the K's, I'm afraid.
No.
Ah, oh, sugar. I thought that might be the first question.
Actually, our next song is Kids from Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue.
Right. Is that could be the second question.
Hang on one second. Is it here?
It's not on the list.
No. Not, I'm afraid not. Loads of K's today, but none that's going to win your prize. I have a lovely prize, actually. If you fancy getting involved in the 100K for 30 days, Diana, we've got a €200 lifestyle sports voucher and a two-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin up for grabs for you. All you got to do is give us our 3Ks this afternoon. Are you ready, madam?
I sure am.
All right, then. Wishing the very best of luck. Actually, any shout-outs before we get into it?
I don't know. You put me on the hop right now.
There you go.
Everyone who knows
Is there anyone who knows you whose name begins with K? Mm.
There actually isn't.
Oh, that's a shame.
Sorry about that.
Really,
ruined. We hang up on Diana? Really?
Ruined.
I could make someone up. I have a friend called Kevin.
Shout out
and
to Kevin.
And Kira. Oh, guess what? My new sister-in-law, her name is Kieran. She spells it with a K.
There you go. Excellent stuff. Right, let's do this thing. Enough of the nonsense now. Diana, you're just distracting us with your nonsense.
Let's get serious, folks. Come on.
Knuckle
let's
down do now. Your first K this afternoon, Diana. Which K is a member of Boyzone? He also starred as an actor in Coronation Street. Not Coronation.
Keith Duffy.
It is Keith Duffy.
Yeah, well done.
Give the girl a ding over there, will you? Thank you. Next one. Which K, for your second K, which K is a county nicknamed the Cats?
Nicknamed the what? The Cats?
The Cats.
Mm. Kilkenny.
Kilkenny is right.
Oh, yes.
Woo. One more for the win. Are you ready?
Go on.
It's a long one.
What K is a toy consisting of a tube containing mirrors and pieces of coloured glass or paper whose reflections produce changing patterns when the tube is rotated?
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Whoa, what a complicated question. Kaleidoscope.
It's a kaleidoscope! She's a Wonder Woman. Woo. Wonder Woman. Diana, you're an absolute legend. Yeah, you're a winner.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's a 200 euro lifestyle sports voucher. They stay in the Hilton Hotel, and anyone that wants to sign up can do it at 100k in 30 days.ie. Thanks so much for taking our call.
Brilliant. Thanks a million. And Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey. Have a lovely day. Is the sun shining in West Cork?
The sun is blazing. We have the windows down. We're roasting.
Oh, you dirty thing. Who's with you?
Oh, my son, who shall remain nameless, because it's embarrassing when their mother is on the radio.
She didn't even name the child.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't even have a name all these years later.
John. We call him John.
Go on, have a lovely day.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. That's Becky Hill and Sigala, Heaven on My Mind. You're on Today FM, playing the music you love, and that's us for today. Yeah, they're calling time on this little experiment for a Tuesday. They are, aren't they? Yeah, well, just for today. We'll be back again tomorrow for 2 o'clock. Yeah. You sounded quite hopeful there.
Well, you know, put us out of our pain.
Well, you've always got options. He's always got options. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we had loads of stuff planned, and we didn't do it then. We didn't get to do quiche Duffy.
Yep.
Where Boyzone's Keith Duffy tells us he's bringing out his own range of quiches. He expects his version of quiche Lorraine, the Keith Lorraine, to be a big seller. How are you, buddies? We didn't get to do Nike Graham. Where Boyzone's Mikey Graham tells us about his collection of Nike trainers in Nike Graham. And we didn't get to do Love Me For A Raisin. Where Boyzone tell us that their hit song, Love Me For A Reason, was originally about the group's shared love of dried fruit, specifically the raisin, in Love Me For A Raisin. I hope we get to see that tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that already. Great news. Matt's next.
Yeah.
Ray Foley.